Practicing the idioms. D. Choosing the best answer. Listen carefully to the following taped statements. Read the choices listed below for each statement you hear. Select the sentence that best relates to the original statement and circle the corresponding letter.
1. You know how much I wanted that job. I can't believe you told the boss I was irresponsible because I missed one assignment. You know I was in the hospital then.
2. Did you see Brad dumping his trash into the lake? I thought he really cared about the environment.
3. You don't have to yell at me because I forgot to buy milk at the store. It was just a little mistake.
4. I promise I won't ever cheat on a test again. Please let me have another chance.
5. You haven't spoken to me all evening. If I've done something to make you mad, please tell me.
6. Jerry's ex-wife just got married again. She was very anxious to show Jerry how handsome and rich her new husband is, but Jerry is completely uninterested in her new life.
7. I took this job because I thought I could make a difference, not because of the salary. You should know by now that the money isn't important.
8. Cliff told Jill he was going to leave her for another woman, but I don't think he would ever do it.
9. Don, I never want you to come to my office again. You're not welcome here.
10. Greg practices his drums at 3 in the morning when he gets home from the nightclub. It keeps me awake all night.
11. You need to learn to control yourself when you get angry, especially when you're in the office. You must always be careful what you say to people.
12. Marianne always tries to talk to me when I'm in the middle of another project. I couldn't get any work done today because she kept interrupting me to tell me about her new boyfriend.